Your patience with technical stuff. I have to say, I am a linguist and I work in localization, and there is nothing wrong for me or worse for me than being prepared for something and then when technical stuff is leaving you. I mean, that's nothing wrong. It's nothing worse for me. So let me please start my presentation. This presentation has three speakers. I will introduce myself. I'm Monica Badia and I work for Sun. I am based in Hamburg and I have been working in localization for 10 years. I've started first as a translator for Lionbridge and then I was taken over by Sun. Then, sorry if I work with Star Office, but I guess as a Sun employee, I'm allowed to do that. So this presentation has to do with localizing of an office, the Italian experience. Since we have been working with the localization group, with the Italian open office group, this is what I can talk about because this is my experience, but don't be afraid. It won't be any technical stuff on Italian and English translation. It will has to do generally in translation, on translation and localizing the open office. So I guess I spoke about myself, then Alessandro will take over, and he coordinated actually the group who translated open office into Italian. And Damien Donlan, he's a software engineer from Sun Globalization, based in Dublin. And he will talk to you about the file format for OpenOffice. And then, please don't be shy, questions. I'd be glad to answer, we will be glad to answer to all your questions. So in June 2004, we started pilot projects on the translation of the basic module of the Star Office, well, Open Office. And among the involved communities, there were the French, the Italian, the Spanish, Brazilian, Portuguese, Japanese community, simplified Chinese and Korean. There were others. But the reason why I have mentioned these is that we have internal linguists like myself, language lead, who coordinated also the translation, and who also had the role of making the communication between the open source community, open office community, and Sun more easy. So, but please, there were other projects, not only these that one that I mentioned. So the aim of this project, of the pilot project, was to improve in the collaboration between the open office community and Sun, finding out to which extent this communication was possible, what kind of tools we could offer the community, and then investigate the possibility of making open office an open source, even in localization. So the tools offered by Sun. The Sun Trans Editor for the translation, perhaps some of you have already seen this tool because it has been set free. It's a freeware now for some months. And it's the tool that we in Sun use for the localization of our products for software and hardware. Then Alessandro will introduce a little bit his experience working with this tool. The Sun Gloss for the terminology. And I will talk briefly about this tool because it is a Sun-developed tool, but it will be freeware as well in the next months. We think February, March, the code will be set free for the use, for the management of the terminology. And then language leads for the support. Well, that's not software, it's people like myself. But the reason why I listed myself or people like myself in tools is that you can use it or not. I mean, we are a kind of interface and acting to support the community for anything that has to do with localization and with language. But I mean, it's up to you. You may use this interface or not. So the SunGloss. The SunGloss, this is the address. You may access this tool, but of course you need to be registered for that. So I have open here just a browser, clicked, and this is the first page that you see in the portal. It is a tool that we use internally for our management. If I go here, click here, SunGloss, you will see Monica Badietz, myself, and I am logged as a terminologist. What does it mean? It means that I am the only one in this role, with this role, I'm the only one who has access to change or edit the terminology, the content of this tool. Any other who access this tool will be welcomed as user. So you may look and see the terminology, you may use the tool as a consultation, but you cannot edit. Not yet, because things will change. Starting from November this year, the login will be online. Up to now, you had to request a login to access the tool, but starting from November, anyone who is interested just can log in or register online. The content is free. I mean, the terminology, the glossary in this tool were created by Sun employees like myself and my colleagues from French, for French, for Spanish, German, Brazilian Portuguese, Swedish, Japanese, traditional Chinese, simplified Chinese, and Korean. And it is free. The content is free to use. But you still won't be able to change or to add. I mean, in November, things will change a little bit, and then it will be set free. So, free to use for everyone. If I click here, search for a term, well, actually, it is very easy to use. Search for a term, and we try to make the interface as user-friendly as possible. Let's say, I'm searching for this term in English, and I click, let's say, Italian, and why not French? And let's say I just want to see the term, and I start to search. Multiple languages possible. I mean, you can select all the languages. Doesn't mean that you will have a translation for all. In this case, I have found French and Italian translation, product line, star office, and the status, pending and approved or reviewed. Approved, it means that we have chosen this term and we have approved. So it is the correct term to use anytime you find floating toolbar. Sometimes you may have different status like rejected or hold. Yes, please. The status
you can see
for German. Okay. Let's see. I click German. Let's see what it says.
Because we found different translations in the other files.
There is no translation. I can tell you the reason. Star Office has a peculiar. Open Office, I'm sorry, has a peculiar history because we started at Sun, it started at Sun, it's Star Office, and it was German, in German. English was the translated language. Then we switched that. At that time, Star Office or Sun didn't think it was so important to have an internal linguist for German, since everything was in German. It was developed in Germany. But now we have a linguist for German, and he's taking care of that. So please contact my colleague Berit Bonde in Hamburg. I will give you the address for anything that has to do, or any question that has to do with terminology. She is working on that. So this is the reason why perhaps German is not included in that. But we have now a language lead for German who is taking care of the of that. So I know, well, I will leave it to you just to use this tool online and to play with that. There is just another function that I wanted to show to you, because I know that not everyone can be online all the time. I mean, if you want to work on the beach, and just in case you want to translate, open office and you're laying on the beach and might not have a wireless connection available, you might have problems, then perhaps you would like to have an extract of this glossary offline. Then you may click here, generate an export glossary, and then fill up what you need, I mean, in the formula here, and then click on generate glossary. It might take a day. You will receive an email, and then with the pointer or the directory where you can download just a text file with the extract of the terminology. So this is just a solution if you want to work offline, and if you are not, or you have trouble in working online. So that's enough for the sun gloss. I would like to answer to any of your questions. But I mean, it is a tool that I would like leave it to you just to explore and to play a little bit with it and to have a taste of what is going to be in the future when you're going to have the code for free for this tool. So I'm going back to my presentation. So this is the tool that we I prepared some screenshots just in case I couldn't go online. This is the tool that we offered to the community, and I said the content was free and it was for everyone to use. And the language leads, the role of the language leads, as I said, French, Italian, German, Spanish, Swedish, Brazilian, Portuguese, Japanese, and traditional Chinese are in-house. So for the European languages, they are based in Hamburg. Japanese is based in Tokyo, of course. And traditional Chinese, sorry, not traditional Chinese. It was simplified Chinese. I made a mistake here. It is simplified Chinese, not traditional Chinese. It's based in Beijing. So the language lead, people like myself, as I said, created the terminology, but not only for OpenOffice, but for other Sun projects in hardware, for Solaris, for example, or for the Java Enterprise System, Java Desktop System, and use this tool to create and maintain the terminology. I mean, anytime that I have to update Italian terminology, I go online. So this is the way to be always updated on the latest release on the terminology. So we perform also review work on Sun products, in my case for the Italian market, and I also perform the review on the OpenOffice translation for Italian. And of course, the other task, as I said before, to facilitate the communication between OpenOffice and Sun, and we are an advisor on request, as I said. I mean, you can decide to come and to ask for support or not. This is up to you. The review work, I would like to spend a little more on that, because the criteria that we use for the corrections, they were exactly the same that we use for our translation offices, for the professional translation offices that we use for other projects, for example, for the hardware, for translation of hardware. And these criteria are, first of all, correct translation. Secondly, correct and consistent terminology. And then readability of the text. I mean, for some of you, perhaps, this is not so relevant. But I would like to stress the importance of a translation. Because if you think, if we want to make OpenOffice a tool or a software used by everyone, and we all want to open an OpenOffice for end user in governmental offices, perhaps, or in schools and university, you may think that not everyone, not every user is a computer geek. So language is crucial at this point. Language is a key factor. So this is the criteria where we focus our review. I just make you an example. I mean, for you to understand, I started to use the computer perhaps 12 years ago. I wrote my own thesis at university with Word 5. Does any one of you remember that? For MS-DOS. And I remember the first time that I saw something like file, save in English. Eh? I'm not talking about Italian translation, I'm talking about English. I said, what kind of language is that? I mean, thank goodness, things have changed since then. We have localized version. But think how a simple word like file has been changed from file to document. So take, for example, a people like me who's writing his thesis has to focus a lot on the text. I like to think of that, of my thesis, as a book. It's a document. It's something for eternity. Well, it won't be. I don't even know where it's at, what happens to my thesis, but that's not the file. I mean, but for a developer, perhaps, a file has a different meaning. But think of to the end user. So in Italian, we still have these two terms, file, and I mean, it's something that you have here, a menu, where you can open, save, export, or whatever. But then, most of the times we use the word document. You never really talk about a file unless you talk to a special menu item, but you talk about a document. So this is when you talk to an end user about a file, the end user have perhaps the perception of documents, something he is working on. I know that in Spanish they have just one translation. In German they have found a translation for the word file, which is Datei, am I right? Which is, it sounds like data, but it's not the same. Actually it's a word that has been translated from file. But you know, for your language, I do not know how you solve that problem, but in Italy we still have these two words. So what I wanted to say is that language in this case is very important. It goes in what we call readability of the text. Don't be too technical if you think to end user. I mean, administrators or developers, they have another understanding of a software than an end user. Perhaps a student, or perhaps a professor, or perhaps a translator, or perhaps someone working at the Ministry of Education or of Defense Ministry. They have different perception of that. So the language has to be easy, not too technical, but you have to still call the things with their own name. But if you have the possibility of trying a translation which is understandable and not too technical, then we encourage to use that one, because we think to the end user, to widen the software to everyone, to make it accessible and readable and easy to use to everyone. So this is actually the core of a review work. So see, and of a translation work, of course, but also the review work. Correct translation, file has to be translated as file or Datei in German, and not like window. So in this case, the user must be able to use, without any doubts, the interface. Consistent terminology is important, because once you have called file, you have to call it file or documents in that context for the rest of the translation. And then the readability. And this is something where we spend lots of time. An expert translation, a translator who is not so familiar with translation, has the tendency to translate literally from the English text, which might be okay for languages like perhaps German, not even that much, but perhaps for Swedish or for Northern Europe, for the countries in Northern Europe, but for Spanish, for Italian, for French, the style is crucial, it's very important, because nothing is wrong than trying to read a sentence and not understand it, what it says. Well, it might be correct, no grammatical mistakes, but you don't understand what it says. So this is the readability text. So it tells you how to transfer this English style into your own language and to make it readable and accessible for everyone. So that's the trick. In the Italian Open Office community, we have, or Davide and Alessandro could spot some linguists and language students who studied languages. And then they started to think, why don't we try to use this one for the translation and leave the review work to the engineers? So an engineer has a perfect, perhaps technical understanding of the software, but a linguist has the knowledge and the skills to understand the subtleties of a language, the tricks of the English language, and how to translate and how to make it readable for everyone. So the experiment worked very well, and I can say. The translation was very, very good from the Italian community.
Just one question, if the students, the English students, have they been Open Office users, or long-term users, or new users?
Alessandro?
It depends. I'm a long-term user. I'm just one of them. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Just to know if it's more easy to, or if you get a better translation from a long-term user, say 3 years or 5 years, or if you get a better translation from somebody who's not used to the typical Open Office Org terms.
Actually, it depends. I mean, if you're working with translators, it doesn't really matter all that much. Because you know that those people are able to manage their knowledge.
I would like to show you the results of this language, of this translation. We use an internal tool, which is called QA Matrix. I will show it to you briefly. It's here. No, it's not. I have to call it. Here. It is made with Star Office, and it works, of course, with macros. And this is the results of the Italian translation. So you see a list of the mistakes or the correction that I suggested to do, and these tools make an analyze of the kind of the severity of the mistakes, which are listed here 1, 2, 3, and compares with the word count, and then gives me a result level. We have 35 levels of quality. We identify at some 35 levels of quality. Level from 1 to 9 is sound standard. The quality is excellent. And this is the result of the Italian Open Office community. It was a level 8. It was an excellent. Then from level 10 to 18, we call it a go minus. It means the translation was not so brilliant. You might use it, but we, internal at Sun, we know that for the next release of this product, we have to improve the quality and bring it to the Sun standard, to the first 9 levels. And then we have the level 19 to 28, and it is very bad. And anyone who has these results, we normally suggest to perform 100% review of the whole translation. And then we have the levels from 29 to 31, we call it retrans, just give it back and start again from scratch. So when it happens, normally I've never seen such a bad quality in open source translations, only from professional translation offices. So when I see a level 33 or 32, what I do, I spend no more than 1 hour in the review, I send it back and I say, again, please, unacceptable. I have never seen that quality in open source translation. And I have seen quite a lot because I'm working with the GNOME community, with Mozilla community, with OpenOffice community, Evolution. So I see quite a lot of translation. Never seen that such a bad translation in an open source project. Only professional vendors. But that's easy. I mean, send it back and it's their own problem. I mean, we don't pay extra for that kind of quality. So if in case you're interested in seeing how this tool works, I would like to talk to you offline and show it how it works and what are the principles of the tool, because it has been thought and developed among the language leads in Hamburg and Tokyo.